Blog Talk Radio.
International Victory Service
of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for another Sunday. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. And today's service is sponsored by, hallelujah, the Independent and Associates of Legal Shield. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for them. Hallelujah. It's not if you need an attorney, it's when you need an attorney. Hallelujah. And if you want more information about how to hook up with Legal Shield, you can give us give us a call after the service at 410-444-5152. Or you can go to your website. Have to go to the website. And the website is WBYRD. That's W-B-Y-R-D dot WeAreLegalShield.com. Again, that's WBYRD. That's W-B-Y-R-D. WeAreLegalShield.com. WBYRD dot WeAreLegalShield.com. All lowercase, no spaces. Hallelujah. And find out. Because see, if you find out about it and you decide that it's a good thing to pay a low monthly fee instead of a high hourly cost for a top-notch legal service, then praise God. You're going to be blessing this church. You're going to be blessing my family. You're going to be blessing the people in Uganda who are, hallelujah, building a hospital. So, glory to God. This is a good thing. Again, you tuned in to the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, sponsored by the Independent Associates of Legal Shield. Hallelujah. And this is your humble host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, a.k.a. Brother Byrd, Pastor Byrd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And, of course, our team is here. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for Pastor Peaches Byrd. Are you here?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for our engineer, Sister, hallelujah, AJ, as we call her, Sister Annette James. Are you here?
Yay.
Hallelujah. I hear her in the background. Hallelujah. And all of us, the angels and everybody else that's here today, we thank God for you.
Yay.
Hallelujah. And those that are on their way, hallelujah, God got a blessing for you today. And before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, we want you to give the housekeeping suggestions, and then we'll do our dedicatory selection.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Tell all the family come into the room or give them the number to call so they can hear. Also, tell everybody bring their Bible. If you have the phone in the middle of the table, put it on Bluetooth. So everybody, put it on speaker so everybody can hear. Hallelujah. Get, tell them bring their Bible. Along with the Bible, bring their composition notebooks and their ink pens or pencils. Hallelujah. So they can be able to write down the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Write down any thoughts that they may have or what we're dropping in spirit while we share it. And bring your communion elements. Hallelujah. Your crackers, your toast, your bread, your juice, your milk, water, whatever you want to use as your communion elements. If you don't have communion elements, and on that key, if you would like to pick up communion elements, just give us a call and we'll have some ready for you. Come past the door. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. God bless you. And at this time, we know we always start with hallelujah, blessing people in our families and our homes and our communities and people that we know. You know, there's some people you know right now that their backs up against the wall. They're going through something. Hallelujah. And they need a tangible manifestation of the very presence of God, the blessings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to play this song, and as we play this song, They want you to place their names into the atmosphere. And right now, even before we start playing this song, just for 30 seconds or so, use your prayer language, because when you use your prayer language, you amplify the atmosphere. You what do you call it? You energize the atmosphere. You enhance. You increase the anointing in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Willie Mae Teacher's Bird, hallelujah. Sister Annette James, hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and glory to God. Donya and Tiffany and Bianca, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Jeanette Harris, hallelujah. Yvette Harris, Roslyn, hallelujah. Ronald Harris, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mason, overseer Dr. Norman Nevins, hallelujah. Apostle, hallelujah, Dustin Harper, Faith Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah, glory to God. Gloria, what I shall call her, we have no other person. Gloria, Minister Janice, hallelujah. Cynthia, hallelujah. Elder T.B. Stevenson, hallelujah, glory to God. Prophet Cynthia, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Danya, glory to God. Hallelujah, Dominique and Justin, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Joan and Lil, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Tavon, and Tavon, and Tavon, hallelujah. Maurice, hallelujah, glory to God. Trayvon, hallelujah, glory to God. Joyce Dukes, Julie, and Anna, and Ava, hallelujah. And Kitty, and little Kitty, and hallelujah. Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and all the grandchildren, glory to God. And Julius, and hallelujah. And Joshua, hallelujah, glory to God. And Victor, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mitchell and Darlene, hallelujah. Leroy Calvary and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Joseph Powers, hallelujah. Carol Powers, hallelujah. Carolyn Powers, hallelujah. Doug and Teresa Wilson, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, the boy. Sheila from Jessup, hallelujah. For those sick of them, hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah, glory to God. Raymond Banks, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talitha, Joseph, hallelujah. Pastor, hallelujah. Lewis Wright, Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodos Lee, come on now, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, hallelujah. Pastor East End Royal, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Daryl Carter, hallelujah. Teresa McLeod, Janetta McCoy, Raymond and Byron McCoy, seniors and juniors, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, shout out. Corinthia Johnson, Loretta Johnson, James Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Sean and Ron Johnson, hallelujah, shout out. Hallelujah, Nisi Brown, David Brown, glory to God. Pastor Tom Swin, First Lady Rosalind Swin, Elder Lester, Deacon Dale, hallelujah. Minister Jane, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, yes, sir, hallelujah. Maria, hallelujah. Bob Smith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Earl and another Earl. And still another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Vanessa, hallelujah. Vanessa Brown, hallelujah. Vernon McNair. Vernon, hallelujah, glory to God. Brandon Dobson, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Gary Don Wilson, Harry Warsaw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sandra Owens, hallelujah, hallelujah. Apostle Dwight Smith, hallelujah, glory to God. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne, hallelujah, glory to God. Doctor, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nancy McKnight, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, Archbishop Terry Robinson, we are coming up with. Bishop Carl Pierce, hallelujah. Bishop Bart Pierce, hallelujah. Bishop Mungo Saunders Jr., hallelujah. Glory to God. We are the most shepherd of the border. But all the other bush, you kidding me, the bush on the day, sir. Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey, hallelujah. Pastor Olivia Christine James. Pastor Cornelius James, hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jay, hallelujah, glory to God. Money and the right, CK and the most God. Lord, we lift them all up, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That James, another James, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cedric, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Peter, hallelujah, glory to God. You are the most God, the most God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift them up right now in Jesus' name. Lord, meet them at the need, at the point of the need, and then give them super abundantly above, oh God. We call on you right now, Lord, to bless, hallelujah, deliver, let's set the captive free. Hallelujah, Baba, she came to my room, Kate, what do you say there? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that one and that one and that one. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Robin Stewart and her husband. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For Pat and Martha and Paula and Bob. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She came in the morning. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for protecting and delivering right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh, we bless your name, O God. We glorify your name. We praise your name, O God. We magnify your name today, O God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for delivering your people all over the world right now, O God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for saving and healing and delivering right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for breaking down the strongholds right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Laverne and Dorcas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karen. Hallelujah. And Agnes. Hallelujah. And Cynthia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we praise your name today. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just wave your hands just a little bit in the atmosphere. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God. Glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. I'm going to tell you something, though. I'll tell you. Hallelujah. Somebody been blessed already. Glory to God. Someone been delivered already. Because if you put in the names, placing their names into the atmosphere of blessing, you are glory of this chakra. Somebody that you called out has been blessed and delivered and set free today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And at this time, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Bird's going to get out the way and let the pastor's corner come. Hallelujah. The next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
We have so many different translations of the scripture. We have so many different translations of the word of God. And
I was reading, I have a Bible called the Woman's Bible, and I was so surprised at the translation of, the tithe, the scripture on the tithe. And Malachi 3, and y'all know that the tithe is not for God, it's for us. Just like forgiveness is for us, so that we'll benefit. And let's reading, and it says, it's Malachi 3:8, and it says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you. Because, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightsome land, says the Lord Almighty." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I shared with you once before when the young lady who was threatening a miscarriage, and she stood on this scripture that her fruit would not cast its vine before its time, and she did not lose that child. That child is now 16 years old, going to 17.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There are things that we're believing God for, and sometimes we wonder, like, well, I don't see it. Why is it not happening? What's going on? There's a song, "The Failure's Not in God, It's in Me."
Hallelujah.
The failure's not in God, it's in me. So therefore, you know what we need to do? We got to look and see, well, what is it I'm not doing? I've been believing God for something, just for something for a long time. So what? Why isn't something not happening? Okay. I heard one minister describe it as us not tithing. It's like, we are pitching. We're pitching. When you don't give God what's his, because first of all, the whole 100% is his. Okay, the 100%, it all belongs to him. And you know what? He could ask for the 90%, y'all, but he only asked for the 10%. And that's all that he can bless, the 90% that he let you have.
Right.
And so therefore, everything that you have to do with that 90%, he's going to bless it to go as far as you need it to go.
Yeah.
Okay? So therefore, why not give him what's his?
Yeah.
When we don't, it's just like you're making out, let's say you're depositing, you have a bank account that you have $10 in. Can you go to the bank and make out a deposit slip for $100 and try to draw $100 out of it? What is the teller going to look at? He's going to look at you like, excuse me? Miss, you only got $10 in your account. How are you going to get $100 out? Nobody does it. Anybody that understands deposit and withdrawal is not going to do that. Okay? But how is it, what are we stealing? What are we not giving to God? How can you ask him or believe? And when you sow into the household of the Lord, when you get, first of all, it's obedience. When you get that 10%, that tithe and that offering, the 10% and over that 10%, that's your offering, you can ask God what you will and stand on his word and say, God, you say it. God, you say it. And he will rebuke that devourer. He will allow you to miss running over that nail in the street to mess up your tires. He will allow you to go into the store, and just what you need is going to be on sale.
Hallelujah.
And I believe it because I do it all the time. I trust it.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, and yesterday I went to the store, and something was, when you go to Safeway, if something's rung up incorrectly, you go to customer service and you get it for free. So I let the lady know, excuse me, this is on sale for $9.99. This one was on sale for $8.99, and it rung up $9.99. I said, if you give me a $10 bill, I'll give you a penny. Because they owe me $9.99. Because it rung up incorrectly. And a whole lot of people don't know that. No. Even knowledge will help you. God will allow you to have the knowledge to rebuke that device. No, you're not going to take my money, and he'll even bless people to bless you that they don't even think of. Like what? And the lady in customer service said, well, she called the manager. She said such and such because she didn't know her own store policy. And the manager said, just refund it back to her. Because, see, and I had already had dealings with the manager. She looked at me, she told me, she knew, I wasn't going away until I got my money. That's not my problem, it rung up incorrectly. That's not me, and I'm not stealing y'all money. So therefore, that was $10 in my pocket. That I didn't walk in the store with. Said, thank you, Jesus. But when you can go boldly before the throne of God when you doing what you're supposed to do, that's just like a child studying all year and making a good grade, making hundreds on her test, and then when it comes time report card time, the teacher give a failing mark. And you can boldly, this is not right. I had. All of my grades should average out to an A, because I've studied. I have good grades all along, and you give me a fail? No. You see the boldness that child can go to that teacher? Mm-mm. But when they go home, something's not right, because the teacher give me a failing mark, and then this and this and that, and this is not right. So therefore, when you know that you're giving God what is his, it gives you courage. It gives you boldness. It gives you knowing the Lord God, your word say it.
Your word
say it. And for real, you knowing the God will, and God got your back. That's like you having a, you know, somebody say, you know how they say, I want to see you at 3 o'clock. You know something's going to go down. You know? Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to get nervous. You don't have to get scared or anything, because you know God got your back.
Yeah.
You know you got a big brother behind you that's way bigger than you. Hallelujah. I was walking to work one morning before I had a vehicle, and this man on the steps said, good morning, y'all. Good morning, Lord. Who else did he see with me? It was only me. No, he probably saw goodness and mercy. He probably saw some 10-foot angels walking with me.
Hallelujah.
He said, good morning, y'all. And I know I was only one person, and I'm not the size I am now, though. I wasn't big as 10 people then. So he said, good morning, y'all. I said, okay. Hallelujah. We never know who God allows to see walking with us when the enemy think they're going to do something to us or whatever. Hallelujah. There's so many benefits in the word of God. Hallelujah. When I believe, I've even told people, I said, you know what, I believe it's a hurricane, if a hurricane or a twist or something was to come down, my street, I said, don't you know, I believe the Lord would allow it to go right on around past my house.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many benefits to the word of God and you living for God and giving God what it is. Hallelujah. That you would not even, you wouldn't even imagine. Hallelujah. And in Haggai, I remember my mother saying, she said, you're not sowing your tithes, you're not paying pay your tithes. That's just like you putting your money in a bag with holes in it. Something like, and I don't know why it was on my mind this morning when I woke up. And I saw, I said, well, and I looked it up in the scripture. And I said, oh my God, and it is, and it's in the scripture about putting your bag, and it says, in Haggai, in the book of Haggai, 1:7 says, this is what the Lord Almighty says, give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build a house so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected more, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew on. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty, because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with his own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens were withheld, had withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I call for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, and whatever the ground produces, on men and cattle, and on the labor of your hands. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Don't you want God to bless whatever your hands touch?
Hallelujah.
Go unto the Lord. I tell you, if everybody else's stuff may not, their fields may not be blooming, their flowers may not be blooming, and fields may not be growing and stuff, and everybody looking at you like, well, what's your secret? What you got? What you put in your dirt? What you got in your field? And my dirt looks just like your dirt, but what you doing, and you sowing and unto the Lord, what you give, you got a relationship between you and the Lord, and you giving God his, God will bless whatever he said, whatever your hands touch, he will bless. Hallelujah. God will bless. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. No, even in a time like this, I believe when we sow, no matter what the economy is, when the word of God says that he will bless us in the fields, bless us when we come, when we go, God, we have his word. So therefore, give God what is his. If something don't seem to be, I guess, coming when as fast as you think it ought to come, don't let it be because you have held up or you have cheated the Lord. Don't let it be on you.
All right.
Okay, all in God's time. All in God's timing. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to bless me with it all in your timing. Believe you me. I have a sister that her coworker said, how can you tell? We make the same amount of money. How is it that you had so much more? And she said, I tithe. And they say, well, I can't afford to tithe. She said, I can't afford not to tithe. She said, I can't afford not to. Believe you me. I can't afford not to tithe. Then God will blow. I'm serious. God will, and I believe it, he will allow you to walk down the street and find money on the ground, just like 1:30 brought the food to cook for the saints. And it was $20 bills flying across the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I'm running, putting my foot on it and getting these $20 bills.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is able to do it. You wonder what this gentleman I know, he said he had given all he had in church, and he asked his wife. She said, I gave all I had. I gave the money I had in my pocket that was yours. I gave that too. And he said, well, what are we going to eat with? And they were on their way down the street, and in the bushes was a $20 bill. He saw a $20 bill sticking up out the grass. That was the Lord's supply. Okay. Come on, we're going to eat. That's our lunch money. I'm serious, y'all. God put God to the test. That God wants you to test him. He does. Put him to death. Say, Lord, you said such and such. And watch what he do. And come back and tell us. Call us up and tell us what he would do. I've had some wild things that happened to me. I know a lot of times when my kids were small and they needed money for school supplies, and I told them, okay, when y'all come home, I'll have y'all notebook paper. No, I ain't had no money in my pocket for the notebook paper. When I left them and walking across the parking lot to get to the bus, the money was on the ground.
Oh,
I said, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Walking to work in the morning before I got a vehicle, going up to the bus stop, the car fare laying on the ground at the bus station, at the bus stop.
Yeah.
One morning I think I had like 15 cents. And then y'all, when my kids were small, I used to pick up the cushions, and y'all may have never been there, okay? I'm picking up the cushions in the sofa, feeling down there for some pennies and nickels or whatever, and I left work, I left the house going across the street. The Lord let me find 40 cents on the ground. That was way more than what I needed. God would do it. God would do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Put God to the test. Hallelujah. And don't forget these things that he has done for you.
Yeah.
Remind him, the Lord, and you've done it before. I know you'll do it again. Lord, this is what I need. You're my husband. You're my father. You're my daddy.
Yeah.
And what you take him to be, he will be just that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Don't cheat yourself by cheating God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our glory, honor, and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God. He is one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's praise the Lord now. Come on now.
Honor and power.
Hallelujah.
To the Lord our God.
Hallelujah. Pour yourself a little bit.
I don't care what anybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty.
And give us a little bit more value. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, the Lord Hallelujah. Our God is
omnipotent. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, you're a good stuff.
Hallelujah. 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 Bless his name today. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all praise and all glory and honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's wonderful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Come on now. Let's praise the Lord up in here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, God. You've been so good to us. We bless your name today, Yadabu Santa. Hallelujah. You're listening to, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you today, those that are here in the sanctuary and those that are in radio land. Hallelujah. Glory to all over the world. We thank you. We praise God for you today. Hallelujah. We thank God for Pastor Peaches. I'm going to have a long talk with her because she done used some of my scriptures and some of the things that I'm dealing with in the message that's going to come up a little later. Hallelujah, but that's all right. Hallelujah. I guess the Holy Spirit is one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I need to ask Pastor Peaches a question. Pastor Peaches, may I have permission to ask you a question today? Okay, I need to ask you, what time is it?
Communion time.
I thought she was going to say howdy doody time. Hallelujah, it's communion time. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God. Hallelujah, see, communion, see, that's the meal that heals. That's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you would, hallelujah, glory to God, turn in your Bibles, if you're home or wherever you are right now, hallelujah, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30, hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says,
hallelujah,
in that scripture, to examine yourselves, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll get it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To examine yourself. And we're going to do that right now, you know. And we got to just remember this. Hallelujah. That the covenant names of God are awesome.
Thank you.
Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. So we thank God for his covenant names, and I believe, without a shadow of doubt, that the number one covenant name of Almighty God in Jesus' name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But Father God, we examine ourselves right now and we repent. Everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentment, and no guilt. And Father God, again, hallelujah, we thank you for your word. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Father God. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And again, we examine ourselves. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19 b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55, verse 11. God, you said your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. There's one thing you put above yourself. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. That's your word. So on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put a shekel. And your words say, Lord, in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, glory to God, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cancer's being dissolved right now. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose level. Lord is coming to normal. Our arthritis disappearing. Our glory to God. Tumors disappearing, dissolving in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Oh, over the Lord. Glory to the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your word saying Matthew 15:26. First John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children." We thank you for healing bread today. Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, hallelujah, "This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. These are my new gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood." Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Put your sakara of the word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:18-23 says, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt," hallelujah, which means the war, "shall overtake you. When I see the blood," glory to God, "when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you." Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God, for covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord God, for hallelujah. Glory to God. Covering our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. May it be God. Oh, bless you, Lord God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. What is it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Oh, yeah, that voice you're getting there, mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, glory to God, undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to past or present. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your blood covers all. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our holy communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, if there's enough faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Let's Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. I need to share this just before we go forward. The two things I need to share. One of the things is that some people say, you really know a lot of scriptures. It's not that I know a lot of scriptures. It's that there are a lot of scriptures in the Word of God. And I read the Word of God. But here's something, the little, it's like an equation, something that you can do to remember the word and the address. I call the address where you can find it. Because you're going to be out on the street, or you're going to be in a job, or you're going to be someplace, and somebody going to say something, you can say, well, such and such and such. And they're going to say, well, where's that found? Well, I don't know, but I know it's in the Word of God. And believe it or not, a lot of things that people say is in the Word of God, and in the Word of God. You know what? One of the most famous ones, you know what the Bible says? What is it? Spoil the child? Spare the rod and spoil the child. That ain't in the Bible. If you make one step, I'll make two. That ain't in the Bible. So it's important for you to know the Word. Not just what it says, but the address. And how you learn the address, you make stuff memorable. You just don't stop with that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, you know that is John 3:16, because you done hooked up John 3:16 to that scripture. So that's how you know that. But here's the key. Some scriptures you may know, what do you call it, paraphrasing? You may not know it verbatim, but you get the juice out of the orange. You understand what I'm saying? You get the fruit out of the apple. You understand what I'm saying? The significance of that. You get the five nickels in the quarter, or you get four of them on the thing. Come on now. You understand what I'm saying? You still got some money. You understand what I'm saying? So if you can't know it by verbatim, you can paraphrase it. You get what God is trying to tell you, and you're going to be blessed. That's the first thing. Hallelujah. The second thing, we are family oriented church. What that means is that we believe in putting the family first. Because God put the family first. Didn't he do that? Y'all talk to me now. Hallelujah. So I need to say this so y'all can get this in your spirit. And you can circle it on your calendar. Every month that has a fifth Sunday, that fifth Sunday is family day. What that means, we ain't having no service, no live service on that Sunday. That's the Sunday that you minister to your family. Your family. Your family. I don't mean to go get a babysitter for babies. No, your family includes those babies and those children. You understand what I'm saying? Minister all day long. Just let them, if you love on them, just let them know that you love them and God loves them too. Again, I got to say this, circle this, and you can't put it in the back of your head. Every month that has a good Sunday, we ain't here. We might be in Florida, laying on the beach. I don't know, but she laying on the beach. I don't know what I'm going to be doing. Anyway, no, in California, I don't know, you know, Disneyland, Disney World, I don't know where we might be. You understand? Okay. Now, here's something else. October 2021. That's what we in now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all talk to me now. That'd be a law. If you see somebody sleeping, smack them. No, don't smack them. Just touch them on the shoulder.
You said every month?
Every month that has a fifth Sunday. We will not be here like this month. Look, October 2021 has five Sundays. The fifth Sunday in this month, we will not be here. That'll be the 31st. Circle that on your calendar. 31st. Don't come here. See, now I know some folks will be here. See, I'm going to get to church early today, 15 minutes early, and the doors are locked. The van is not outside. And see what's going on here. I got to tell you this again. Every month that has a fifth Sunday, we ain't going to be here. Or we might be here, but we don't want no company. So I'm ministering to my wife. Is that all right with y'all? I'm ministering to my cat. Is that all right with y'all? He's part of the family. You understand what I'm saying here? That's mine. That's family day. Now, can you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Every month that has a fifth Sunday.
No, sir.
No, sir. Don't show up. Now, glory to God. You see, I never heard of such stuff. You ain't heard nothing. Yeah, I was just This church is unusual because we have our services at 3 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. It gives you a chance to sleep in because some of y'all work 6 days a week. Got to get up early six days a week. And you fight. You say, I'm going to get to church fast at 9 or 10 or 8, 11 or 12. Oh, boy. It's 3 o'clock. You can get up when you're finished sleeping. And come to service. Hallelujah. And you be and it's important to get to service because the Bible says, fail not to assemble yourselves together. Why? Because you get blessed from other people. They're anointed. When y'all came in today, anointed walked in the door with you. When you came in the door, blessings came in the door with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Excuse me.
Hallelujah.
I'm messing up now. And see, is that all I need to say right now? I think so. Okay, but y'all, I think I gotta ask. Can I ask Pastor Peaches another question?
Sure.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Jesus, what time is it?
Time for work, Pastor.
Glory to God. I love all of y'all, and I thank y'all for being who you are. Oh, yes, yes. Hallelujah, Lord, again. Hallelujah. Love you more, sister. Come here. Come here, sis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You're welcome. See, this is a giving church, by the way. Some of y'all know this is a giving church. We don't mind giving. Hallelujah. Because God gave His Son. Hallelujah. And look here. Hallelujah. I can never match what God did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. What's up? Jesus is Lord.
That's the preacher got it. See, it's one thing some of you new don't understand. When I say praise the Lord, see, a lot of people got different Lords, yeah? To some, the devil is Lord. Hallelujah. To some, Hare Krishna is Lord. To some, Buddha and all of those. But see, when you say praise the Lord to me, I'm going to come back at you and say, Jesus is Lord. Because that's who I'm talking about. That's what I'm going to praise. Pastor Peaches, here you go.
I got it before
this
time.
You did? Well, come on up here then. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You're working on that with Hallelujah. Well, there was a few seconds between when I said Jesus is Lord. I said it again. You know that.
Jesus is Lord.
Well, I just said Jesus is Lord. All right. So, I tell you, y'all just have got to be listening to me, because when I say praise the Lord,
He did it all.
I don't know who got that. Who got that phrase? I thought it was Sister Peaches, too, but I didn't want to say it. Sister Peaches, here you go again. See, it's important for y'all to understand. We ain't come in church to sit down and be entertained. We come to learn something. We come to be taught. This is a job. We come to come here and work. So I hope you got your books, you got your pens, because you said, what time is it for the word? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I see that with every ounce of strength I have, use it for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit today, O God. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left, in the north, east, south, and west, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask that you give to those under the sound of my voice, 3,600-fold, even 1,000-fold, increase and blessing on the seed sown today in Jesus' name. Oh, we bless today by the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our spiritual authority. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you and all your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get you behind us, Satan. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic. You set the still pillars of the story today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, be a victory in Jesus' name. We curse you from the roof, command you to be down right now. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. And Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Peaches, can you do me a favor and read the some scriptures, and y'all need to write it down and do some, what do you call it, abbreviations. You know, you don't have to write like it. Hallelujah. Get what you need. In fact, there's a free table out there. We got pens, books. We got all kinds of stuff on the free table.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I think I left two books upstairs. Or so
only on the table.
Only on the table. Okay. Yeah, there are books you can take at that. That's absolutely free. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful how God? Hallelujah. Well, bless God.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, if you would read
yes.
the scriptures for today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Second Corinthians.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 1, verse 20. James.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 4. Verses 1 through 3.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 43:26.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Habakkuk, abbreviated H-A-B, 2, verse 3.
Hallelujah.
Chapter
2, verse 3. Isaiah, chapter 46, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 46, verses 10 and 11, and Haggai, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7.
Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah.
Only six scriptures.
Wow. Hallelujah.
He'll probably come some more and then have you eat his ready.
Hallelujah, praise God. Just for a few minutes, I want to talk about why some of our prayers aren't answered. Some of you have asked yourself in times past, when you've asked God for something and you didn't get it. You inquired of the Lord and you didn't receive it. And you wondered why? Why? And then you would look over at your neighbor and they got what you wanted. You look over to another neighbor and they got what you wanted. You go to church and your sister got what you wanted. You look at the brother, and the brother got what you wanted. And then you went home, and you were perplexed. You were puzzled. Why? Why?
Yes.
Are my prayers not being answered? Come on, there's several reasons why prayers aren't answered.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to give some reasons, but they may not be the whole list. So y'all may excuse me if I missed something that you thought about. Number one, it ain't the will of God. And I can understand it. Number two, it may not be the time or the place. And I can understand that too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And number three, hallelujah, glory to God. Disobedience. First of all, one of the things that we need to glory to God, Matthew 6 and 10 says, come thy kingdom, be done thy will on earth as it is in heaven. So it must need be God's will. And you know, you've heard people in the past say, well, God's got two wills. He got his perfect will and then he got his permissive will. I haven't seen that in the Bible. All I've seen is his will. You're either in it or out of it. You're either in the house or you're out the house. You say, I'm standing in the door. You can't stand in the door and then have the door closed. You're going to be messed up. You got to be either in the house or out the house. You got to be either in his will or out of his will. Come on now.
Yes.
Now, just because he didn't let the lightning hit you and the flood come up and get you, you understand, you know, doesn't mean, well, that's his permission. He permitted me to. That's not his will. His will for you to do the right thing. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Read that first scripture because I added another scripture. Praise God. Do you have it? If you have it now, come on up and read it. All right, let's hear it.
So all the promises of God in him are ye and in him. Amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and have anointing us is God.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Right, come up here, sis.
Don't fall.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, God will spoil all his people. God bless you. It's important for you to understand. The promises of God are yea and amen.
Amen.
But you can't stop there.
Amen.
In him.
Amen.
Who him?
Amen.
If you look at the verse preceding, it's talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
His promises are yea and amen. In him, to what?
The glory of God.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
See, if what you're asking, excuse me, I'm sorry. If someone can get me some water, I appreciate it. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. It's got to be in him.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be connected to him.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I thank you so much. There's some of you, thank you, Lord. There's some of you who've been asking for a job. Why do you want a job? So I can buy what I want to buy. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, you got to understand that since you are a spirit being, everything that you flow in and flow with has to somehow be connected with Christ, connected with God, to his glory. Isn't that what that scripture says? To the glory of God. So when you're looking for a job, you have to really tell God, say, look here, I need to be employed by you. In a job. Because your word says, and you give him his word. His word says, man don't eat, man don't work, what?
Don't
eat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must need understand that if you give him what he said, he got to honor what he said.
Amen. Amen.
Because God ain't going to say nothing that doesn't happen.
Right.
We go to Genesis. He said, let there be. And there was. In fact, he said, let there be. He said, and God said 9 times in Genesis. And as he was finished, the world was here, people were here, everything was here.
Amen.
9 times he said, let there be. He, when God speaks, that's it. Stuff will happen.
Amen.
So what you got to do, whatever you can do today, is to bring him into remembrance of what he said. What's the second track? Go ahead, across the pages.
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hit, even of your lust that war in your members. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Yes, ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your life.
This is important for you to understand. There's some folk looking for a husband. Glory to God. There's some folk looking for a wife. What do you want? What are you looking for? That God's will be glorified in the earth? No, I need a belly warmer. Excuse me. There's no children in here right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody to keep me warm at night. Ain't nothing about the spirit you're talking about, you're thinking about. And then you wonder why. You don't have it. You know, another thing, glory to God. Because some women say, there ain't no good men around.
Mm-hmm.
and you can have what you say. Because there won't be no good men running by your way. And then some men will say, there ain't no good women there. And that's right. No good women are running by your path. You got to stop shooting yourself up in the foot.
Amen.
You stop cutting your nose off to start your face. Because everything, you know, you've been listening to me for a little while, some of you. Everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in the earth. And guess what? God says, whatsoever. What does whatsoever mean?
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever you're going to sow, you're going to reap.
Amen.
So you can have what you say. So you better say the right thing. Is that all right?
Amen.
Now, you can say something. Remember, you can say, well, the Bible says that. That a man that finds a wife, that is a good thing. Hallelujah. And has favor with God.
Amen.
Father God, I thank you for causing me to be the favor, to bring favor of yours to a man's life. Hallelujah. I'll get it together some kind of way. You understand what I'm saying? You get the word. You make the word. Glory to God. You get him in the limit. See, with some, look up. I say, honey, don't you remember? That means I done said something in the past.
Right.
And I'm trying to get you to remember what I said.
Amen.
So in the same thing, bring me into remembrance. In other words, God done said something. Bring him to confess what you said. God, you said. Now, again, you got to remember the first thing. It's got to be to his glory. It's got to be in Christ. If it's not in Christ, not to his glory, you better rearrange that thing. And think about it some more. Think about what you're thinking about and decide that I got to fix this up because what I want, because, I really want a wife. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Why? Go to James. Okay, look. What's that talking about? You receive not because you ask now. Okay, God, I'm going to ask now. And then you still receive not because you ask the amiss that it may be consumed upon your own lust. In other words, you better hook it up with God some kind of way. Hallelujah. God, you said be fruitful and multiply. Oh, Lord, you said that replenish the earth. Hallelujah. Build up the earth. Watch the earth. Hallelujah. Do this and do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Be a help me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm using your word, oh God. You said, Lord.
Amen. Give him back his word.
Give him his word.
Right.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And then look, I'm going to tell you something. If you're 5 years old and you ask God, I want a Cadillac so I can drive around town. And you don't get that Cadillac. It ain't the time, baby. It ain't the place, baby. Now, you might can do have a little Cadillac toy car, but you can't sit on it. You might break it, or it might hurt you. It ain't the right time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is in God's hands. Hallelujah. But the biggest thing that causes us not to receive from God is disobedience. Now, some of us treat God as a celestial bellhop. Gimme, my name is Jimmy. But we have to fight to get you to church. We have to fight to get you to pay your tithes. Not for us. For us, God will take care of us. It's for you, baby. We're trying to fight to get you to give off and to do your first fruits, to give alms. You want to get blessed. And you walk by that guy that's sitting inside the building, got his cup out. You better put something in it.
Amen.
I know a man. Glory to God. I know of a boy. He wasn't even really a man. He was a young boy. Just came from the subway store, had a subway. Walked by this man, looked like a homeless man. And he said, can you give me some stuff, get something to eat? And the boy said, look here, I'll give you half of my sandwich. Because I just came from subway. In fact, the boy said, okay, you can have the whole sandwich. That's all right. And he walked down the street. And the man stood up, took off his little white coat he had on, and said, "Come back here, sir." And the man looked around. And now he sees the guy that he just gave his sandwich to in a suit. And he says, "What's going on?" He said, "Look here. I've been sitting here waiting for somebody to show some love or to show the compassion. And it was few and far between. But you just bought a sandwich and you gave me your sandwich and you walked away with nothing. Because you did that, I'm going to give you something." He took out his checkbook and he wrote a check for $50,000.
Wow.
And the boy couldn't believe it. Do you know he could use the $50,000?
Wow.
And see, y'all, for the longest time, and I've got to talk, can I talk about myself just a little while?
Yeah.
I used to say, look here, that guy is in better shape than I am.
Right.
Come on. He ought to go out and get a job. You don't know if he's got terminal cancer and somebody told me you got 3 days to live.
Amen.
You don't know what he's going through. But he may be an angel.
Amen.
In the sky.
Amen.
He may be somebody like, oh, by the way, that guy was a billionaire.
Yeah.
And he had retired and he just wanted to give some of his money back to people.
Yeah.
You may pass up that guy. Mm. To give a, hey, look here. I know somebody has to leave here. They're going to try to find somebody and give him $5 or $10. Wow, that's all right.
Amen.
And you may turn your life around forever.
Right.
I remember another story real quick. This guy sitting out, lady came by, people coming by and listening. A lady came by and said, "I'm going to bless you." And she put $20 in his cup. But as she did that, her ring that was worth what, about $300,000. Fell in the cup. She did not know it. And glory to God. Hallelujah. After a while, you know, he sees the ring. He remembers the lady, but she worked somewhere near where he was sitting, but he didn't know exactly where it was. And he tried to find her. And then something told him to go to the pawn shop and see how much this thing's worth. And the pawn dealer wanted to give him, what, about $85,000, something like that? A humongous figure. When a pawn shop want to give you $85,000, you know it's worth 3 to 5 times more than what, you know, he want to give you. Because they going to get it and sell it. So, you know, he thought about it and said, "You want this figure?" The man was giving him stacks of money, putting it out on the table. He said, "No, that's all right." And he went looking for this lady again. And he went into his one building, because he remembered the lady's name. And he said, "Yes." And he says, "Well, my name is so-and-so. I'd like to see her." And she comes out, and he says, you dropped this when you gave me." And he gave up the ring back. "I didn't know where I dropped it. Oh, my goodness. And you bought it back. You could have pawned this. This ring cost over $300,000. You could have pawned and got good money." And you know what she did? She told the story. She put it on, what do you call it? GoFundMe page. She told the story. And she finally, look, they raised over $300,000 for him on GoFundMe. And she came back by him to see him and said, "I got something for you." He said, "What?" He said, "What you did, I put it on." The rest is history.
Right.
Of course, he could buy a house and all everything else with the $300,000. You don't know what. Glory to God. I hope y'all get this message. And you out there in radio land, I hope you understand. Don't ever buy another person that appears to be homeless.
We're
not selling something. I don't care if it's a quarter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't care if it's a dollar. You better give them something. You want to be blessed?
Amen.
See, because you giving is not for him. It's for you. You paying your tithes is not for God. It's for you. And the Bible says, look, when the Bible says, look, you rob God. You rob God out of the opportunity to bless you.
Amen.
He wants to bless your socks off. You wonder why some of your prayers not answered? Because of disobedience.
Yes, yes.
When you pay your tithes, that's obedience. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you give an offering and see, that's glory to God. That's compassion and love. Hallelujah, glory to God. God, what, when you give alms, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got that backwards tonight. Alms is compassion and love. When you sow seed, that's faith and reward. Because if you're a farmer, you plant seed, you're going to get a harvest. Is that right? Anybody who's, if you're a farmer and you don't plant no seed, guess what you're not going to get? You're not going to get a harvest. Simple as that. I didn't see a lot of this way back when, but I see it now. Some of you, again, have to come to grips with understanding the word of God. It's for you to use. Everything that you go through in life, every situation that happens, it's in there for you to go shock cover. You wonder, what should I do? What should I do? Did you read the word? Well, I don't have time to read the word. You don't have time not to read the word. You have a solution to your problem? Read God's word.
Amen.
He is the author and the finisher of it. Oh, don't say another scripture. Hey, what goes to God? You don't know what the scripture is. No, I want you to go to Joseph 1:1.
I got it.
Joseph 1:1. In the book of Joseph, where am I at? All right, give me jump down to Haggai. You got Haggai? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we call it Haggai. Go ahead. What's that?
1:7.
Okay, if you can come up and read it, stand and read it for us. Hallelujah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, just do me a favor. Just read 5, 6, and 7.
Okay, got you.
All right.
Add a blessing to the reading of the word. Now, therefore, thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sowed much and bring in little, ye eat, but ye have not eaten. Ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages, to put it into a bag with holes.
Mm-hmm.
Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
All right, come up here. I got something for you.
Amen.
God bless you. Praise God. You know, it's important for you to understand.
Amen.
See, and you can read the story about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But consider what you're doing. Because it's always somebody else. You know what? The reason why I can't achieve, the reason why I don't have this, it's somebody else. It's the white man, it's the red man, it's the black man, it's the orange man. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. Anyway, go ahead. It's the rich man, the poor man, it's the educated man, it's the one that's not educated, it's the tall man, it's the short man, it's the fat man, it's the skinny man. Always somebody else, God. I heard a song one day, long time ago. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Shakespeare, I don't know his standing with God. I don't know where he is right now. But he said the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. In other words, you ain't getting what you need or what you desire. Ain't God's fault. It's your fault. Come on now. You've got to understand it. You've got to be obedient to God. You've got to stay in the word so you can know you can just cross every T and dot every I. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know when I was in school many years ago, if you didn't dot your I and didn't cross your T, that was point off. Y'all remember that a long time ago? I don't know what they're doing now because they're not, but anyway, that's in the day, hallelujah, praise God.
It's important for you to understand why your prayers aren't answered. So don't look at God. Don't you have the audacity to lambaste God and tell God, say, God, see, you didn't get me what I asked you for. But what did you ask me for? I wanted the house on the top of the mountain with an in-ground swimming pool and with what do you call it? One of those rides, what do you call it? You sit on the mountain, please. What do you call it, rides? A wife, you know, they call her the wife.
The trophy wife.
The trophy wife, that's right, there you go. Well, the trophy wife, now, and you haven't gotten it. Now, what in your list of what you want honors God? What in your list of what you want is in Christ? And if you can't find nothing, now you got to answer it to why. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I don't know what time. Do I have any time left?
No,
oh, my. What happened? I didn't hear anybody say anything.
I did.
You did hear?
I did.
Huh?
I said.
Oh, no. I said I didn't hear the phone always tell you. You got 90 seconds left. You got 60 seconds left. You got 10 seconds left. See, somebody's hand up. Why are your hand up? Why are you a blessing?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know what?
Pastor Peter, praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lord.